Hello, this is Norma Sheehan from the Heal Your Hole podcast, asking you to heal my hole for a change, the hole in my pocket. It's just a small one-off payment, no subscriptions, takes 30 seconds to do apparently. So you need to follow the support this show link in the show description. And every payment increases my healing power, so I can continue to tend to your lazy holes, hairy holes, needy holes, itchy holes, money holes, smelly holes, arseholes.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to episode number 10 of the Heal Your Hole podcast with myself, Norma Sheehan, where we look at all the various holes in your life, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, financial, comical, sexual, and we will give them a good seeing too. Last week was Itchy Hole and the prank in that went down very well. So thanks for all the shares and the likes. And this week we're doing Cake Hole. Episode number 10 is Cake Hole. 10 double digits. Oh no, I'm not a singer. So I had to Google what cake hole was again because I wasn't sure if I was correct, but I was close. Cake hole means gob, trap, pie hole, puss, face, yap, mouth, oral cavity. Yeah, and I have a friend and she doesn't give oral. She says she's a gammy jaw. I think that's a great excuse, isn't it? The other thing it said is that it usually defines somebody who is too loud or too gluttonous. So it's shut your cake hole for being a pig or being a pain in the hole. I don't know about the rest of ye, but I have created a new word for the body shape that we have all experienced during, well, most of us have experienced during lockdown. It's called COVIDly obese. So it's not overweight, it's not obese, it's not morbidly obese, it's COVIDly obese. And it can be any size really, but basically it's about 5 kgs larger than you were before you went into lockdown. The other day I tried to wear the mask in the house to stop myself from eating. I considered gluing the mask to my face, but it didn't work. My kids actually put their pocket money together to buy me a new pair of shorts because they said I can't go around the way I was anymore with my arse bursting out of the two pairs I had. So I have decided to do another fast, right? Now, I did a fast a couple of weeks ago, 36-hour. I said never again, wouldn't recommend it to anyone. But when they got me the new shorts, it was actually tricky to find a pair because I'm quite pear-shaped. I went and weighed myself. So I'd gone back up higher than I was the last time. I think I'd gone up 4 kilos the last time about, and now I'd gone up 5. So I was like, enough. So the exercise isn't working because I'm bored of it and all the rest of it. I'm sick of just looking at screens and doing Zooms and jumping around the kitchen. So I've decided to do a 72-hour fast. Someone actually challenged me to one once and I said, not a hope, not a chance. The 36-hour killed me. I'm actually in the middle of a 72-hour right now. I'm 44 hours into it. So if I faint during this, yeah, you know what happened. But I'm actually okay. I did want to shoot myself in the face earlier today, but I'm okay now. So I'm 44 hours into a 72-hour. I actually don't know why I'm doing it, but I read up on it before I did it this time. And there are ways. You'd use water with sea salt in it. And you just mind yourself and you just stop if you have to. But you also wean yourself off coffee or lots of sugars before you start. Because the problem is we're all addicted to sugar. Sugar is worse than cocaine, apparently. And there's about 50 different types of sugar that they hide in ingredients. And like alcohol then is just condensed sugar. So you get the spike and then you get the crash. With alcohol, you'll get the spike and then you get the hangover. And you stuff your face for 2 days after. Or with you get the munchies after weed, apparently. But I've never had that. Anywho, just a quick message to all of you feeders out there, because you know who you are. If there's any feeders listening, just back off and leave people alone during this time. You know, people who love to bake and love to cook big huge dinners, invite everyone around, and they have a little crustine themselves. Stop it. Stop stuffing everyone around you, right? And you know who you are. We all know them. And they get high off watching other people eat. So just back off, because, you know, people who love to stuff their cake hole are finding it really, really hard during this time. And if you're going around to someone's house, like, bring them a punnet of blueberries or give the kid a fiver. Do you know, you don't have to go around and go, oh, there's a meringue, fast track to diabetes. There's a cheese board, clog up the arteries. There's wine, give you the liver poisoning. You know, there are alternatives. I say to my kids, just remember, lads, if people give you junk food, it's because they want you to like them or they don't give a shit about your health. So junk food can be bought for a couple of euro. You can buy it yourself. I won't stop you. But like, just because friends or relatives try to shove it in your face, you can say no. Not that they do, obviously. Actually, three of the major allergies out there are wheat, dairy and eggs. And they are the main ingredients of cakes for your cake hole. So it's not surprising that they are in the top five probably of all allergies in the world. I have a funny cake hole message in here. I got quite a few actually, because I mentioned last week that cake hole was my one for this week, and I got good few queries in. So here's number one. How do you get the hole into a donut? Now, I don't know that, but I am going to ring around. I have a few numbers here for various donut shops. Okay, let's try this one actually.
This is Molly. How can I help you?
Hello, is that?
Yes, it is.
Oh, wonderful. I have a quick question about donuts. My daughter is having a party in about an hour's time, and I went to collect the donuts and they didn't have my order. And I was just wondering, I'm trying to make my own here at home, but I don't know how to get the hole into the donut. I have the oil really hot and I have the dough, but how do you make the hole in a donut?
They sell what's called like a ring cutter.
Yeah.
Or like if you have like a tip for like icing, like frosting.
Great. So
like you can use one of those. Just anything that's like around the size of the hole that you would want, and you literally just cut it out.
Oh my God. You are so, so kind, because my daughter would be just, she's traumatized if we didn't have the donuts. She's having a donut themed party and I know donuts. but you know yourself. And what do you suggest I put on top? Because they're going to be hot. I don't have time to cool them down and get icing on them and stuff. Will I just dip them in sugar or crushed up?
Yeah, I mean, anything that you want. I mean, that's entirely up to you and your daughter, you know, what your personal taste is. You know, you could make, you know, glaze with powdered sugar and water and any kind of flavoring you'd want. Put them in sugar and whatever you want.
True. Okay, well, great. Thank you so much. I just wasn't sure and I didn't want to get it wrong again, because they're going to be here soon and I'm going to be in trouble. Okay, thank you very much.
No worries. Take care. Bye-bye.
Oh my God, I think she got me wrong. I think she thought I was going to cut the hole after. I really want to know how to cut the hole beforehand in the dough. I think that's what the guy wants to know. Okay, let's try this number.
Hello?
Hi, I'm doing a project on donuts and in my cookery school. I was just wondering, how do you get the hole into the donut when you're making them?
I'm sorry, this isn't this is my number, so set by an accent.
Is what?
My number is set. Like, I'm not my number just got set there by an accident.
Oh, I feel
it's
sorry. I feel sorry for you. Okay. Do you know, if you had the dough and you were making a donut, how would you get the hole in the donut before you throw it into the oil?
I'd get the end of a glass and just cut it out, or some sort of small circle.
Before you throw it into the oven?
Cut it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I do.
Thanks a million.
No, bother.
Yeah, I think that was a better answer.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, moving on to your cake hole. I have a query in here from a teacher in Longford. He says, I am a father of three and I love my children. I love my students, but I wish their parents would shut their cake holes. Okay, so I don't know what age he teaches, but let's just say he's a primary school teacher, so he's probably about 60 parents to deal with. I don't know how the teachers are doing it. I don't, because whatever they do, they'll be wrong. You cannot keep everyone happy. There are teachers who, you know, are not video savvy, who hate looking at themselves on screens, don't even like the sound of their voice, you know, on recordings. And there's some parents out there who want absolutely no homework at all or no Zooms. And there are other people who want it all day. And nobody's to blame, because there are people working full time who need someone to look after their kid from 9 to 3. Anyway, we're nearly out of it. I think it's different in different countries. But yeah, take it easy on the teachers. Like I've said it before, a system needs to be put in place. And the government or someone has to get on top of it, because we can't go on like this. I keep getting my kids' homework mixed up. Like, three of them are in primary school and I'm upsetting them now, like putting them on the wrong Zoom calls when I'm trying to work from the cupboard. Oh, sorry, anyone who doesn't know what I do, this is a studio I'm recording from in the car, but sometimes I do it from the hot press or the cupboard to do voiceovers or stuff. But yeah, like I'm letting the kids down and I'm having a panic. And I reached out to one of the teachers in the school actually, and she rang me. I just said, I can't do this anymore. I can't stay on top of all their stuff. And it turns out that she said, look, I know you're not a big fan of your kids being on screens all day, but you're just going to have to let go of it, because that's the way it's going to be from now on. They have to be on screens more than they were, and they have to be really savvy on how to use them, as do the teachers. So, yeah, we all have to become more tech savvy. So we have another woman here who is... very gassy, very windy, flatulence, and it's from putting healthy food into her cake hole. So have a listen.
Dear Norma, I hear that you're talking about cake holes this week, and my problem isn't so much eating too many cakes. It's more the opposite. It's more I'm eating very healthily. I'm eating spirulina powders and all these good things, but they're causing me to become a little bit windy down in my other hole. And the last time I walked the pier with a friend, when I laughed, I nearly burnt a hole in the bloomin' pier all the way. So I was wondering if you could help me with that sort of a cake hole problem. Less cake, more healthy, but too much wind.
Well, I absolutely agree with you. It's probably not the spirulina is causing the problem, because that's like just seaweed. That's really good for you. And it's crushed up usually into dust. I have a feeling by the sounds of you, you're chewing on nuts, and you're eating loads of spinach and chewing on carrots, and you're not chewing them properly. Yeah. I used to have rancid ass years ago. I was mad into healthy food. But the problem is, if you don't, Jesus, you have to be like a cow chewing the cud to get that food down into puree form before you swallow it. Otherwise, it goes into your stomach undigested and it goes putrid in your gut, and you end up smelling like a healthy try hard. Okay? So you need to chew the bejesus out of those nuts and make sure they don't rip the hole off you. And chew the lettuce right down. Grate it. Give it a good grating. Or, you know, try a blending a bit or something like that. Because farting is the worst. Like, it can keep you awake all night. I remember dating this fella, and it only lasted about 5 minutes. But he was way above my station. What's that phrase? I was hitting way. Anyway, he was so mad into himself. And I do remember farting so badly in bed one day that I just knew the relationship was over. And I have a friend, and I'm not sure if he's dating someone at the moment because I haven't spoken to him in a few years, but he says he'll never be in a long-term relationship because he doesn't fart. But what happens to him is when he lies down, it all comes out. So he's like, how am I meant to be with somebody if you go, here we go, nooky nooky, lie down? And like, anywho, I've another query in here from a fella. He says, I've been friends with a guy for 20 years, but he is so into conspiracy theories that I just want him to shut his cake hole. I can't bear it anymore. Yeah, I kind of understand. There are mad conspiracy theories going around, and I can be a bit gullible at times. There's stuff I've repeated to people about, I don't know, people eating children, and people, that the Black Lives Matter monies is all going into some political campaign. It's not going where it should go. And someone else was saying the famine actually never happened, that the spuds got sent out of the country. Like, I just don't know what to believe or not to believe. But I do think we need to be careful, because you can't just be cruel to people who have these theories, because people will believe what they want to believe and they'll convince themselves of anything. If you think about, there are people out there who believe the Virgin Mary is a virgin, and that she made a baby with an angel, and there's people believe she's white. I don't think she could have been white at that time in that country, but maybe. There's a lot of people believe a lot of things, but you know what? If you want to believe in, say, leprechauns, go for it, because if it makes your day happy, better, go for it. But if it's harming other people, then, you know, maybe rethink it. My problem is that I sometimes just can't believe that someone would do things like human trafficking, even though I know it happens, and that people will do these bad things. I just, where do you find it in you to abuse, like, a relative or a child, or where do you find that? Like, I genuinely come out kind of shaking from a supermarket if I've eaten an apple in there and not paid for it. Where do other people get the courage, not the courage, the sickness to do bad shit? Anyway, and the last question we have in is, please tell me how to get my teenagers to shut their cake holes. Yeah, you could do a whole episode on that. I'm just an embarrassment to mine, and they're not even teenagers, they're haven't turned 13 yet, the two of them. But yeah, I was in a queue the other day with them, and they're twins, by the way, in case you don't know that. And actually, that's another episode, twins, getting twins out your hole. Yeah, I might, although they did come out the sunroof. But anyway, yeah, I was in a queue the other day with them, and one of them said, could you stop doing that with your jaw, it's embarrassing. I said, I'm not doing anything with my jaw. You are, you're moving your jaw, it's really weird. I said, I'm not doing anything, we'll just stop it. I said, okay. I mean, what I should have said is, I'm probably mouthing, you're a little shit, shut your cake hole. But no, I just bit my tongue. And actually, I think I know why one of them was quiet today. She has two projects to hand in for school, and like, they haven't been in school for 3 months, and the schools are shutting down completely in a week. But she had to get these two projects in today, and I don't know, maybe she was halfway through or something. And didn't we bump into a teacher from the school who said, oh, hi girls, did you get your school reports? I was like, no, they didn't. Oh, they'll be here any day. The teacher left, and my daughter just went, well, I'm not doing my projects if the reports have already gone out. And you know what? I'd no answer for her. I mean, I tried, oh, it'll stand to you down the line, or, oh, do you know what? Your teacher probably hasn't sent them out yet. No, she was just looking at me going, good luck. But in fairness to her, she got them finished with a bit of blackmail. I have no idea how secondary school kids are coping, because, or the parents of secondary school kids, because how they have studied for the junior cert and the leaving cert when they thought it was still on. Sorry, if you're listening to this in another country, we're still in a bit of old lockdown, and the leaving cert and the junior cert got cancelled. That's an exam, a big exam you do at 15 and a big exam you do at 18, both cancelled. But for a couple of weeks, kids thought it was going to go ahead somehow, and parents had to try and make them study Anyway, I feel so sorry for those children and the parents involved, because I couldn't even get the kid to do her project today because she thought the report was gone out. But to all the teenagers that are listening out there, probably 5 or 6 of you, probably shouldn't be listening to this, but take it easy on your parents, will you? Because we just don't have the energy for it, do you know? And I know it's karma, really, because we were bad. We just don't want you to end up as messed up as we are. That's the only reason we care. So do take it easy on us. I mean, we'd love to be still partying and going on the hop and all that malarkey, but we wouldn't have the energy for it. We kind of do it in other ways, just as much as our liver can take. But anyway, that's enough. So if you enjoyed the episode, tell all your friends. If you didn't, shut your hole. Next week is going to be skinny hole. And hopefully I'll be able to tell you about my own skinny hole. My pear shape might look more like, can't think of a fruit. But yeah, no, mine lodges around the outer part of the upper thigh. It just goes there. I'd be grand putting on weight if I was getting fine boobs and a little chunky bum, but no, mine goes into these, I don't know, it's like wings out the side of your thighs. Yeah, that's where mine lands. So anyway, during this we don't have control over a lot of things at the moment, with corona, but we do have a bit of control over the shape of our asses. So skinny hole next week, and I'll tell you how I get on with that 72 hour fast if I haven't lost my mind. And I'll tell you, by then I'll know if I've dropped a bit or put it back on. But at the moment, I couldn't recommend it to anyone. It's horrible. 72-hour fast. I know Jesus went out to the desert for 40 days or something on water, but, you know, he also walked on water and turned water into wine and, oh, he did mad stuff. So, yeah, if you believe that. Okay, so next week is skinny hole, and please do like, share, subscribe, follow, all that stuff apparently is great for me, or tag me on something, Twitter, put up an old this is funny, check it out, because that helps. So give an old retweet if you think, or just forward it to a pal or a group or something, you know, one of those groups. If you really want to fall out with a group of people, put heel your hole on it and then they might block you and create a splinter group. Anyway, okay, till next week. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.